And is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now comes the fraction. The fraction, of course, is connected to the word fracture. And this is when I actually break the bread and we give the what is called the memorial acclamation. When I say Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us, it's important to know that this is in the perfect tense grammatically. In Greek, the perfect tense focuses on a completed event, but specifically the present consequences of that completed against. Completed event. In other words, the completed event is Christ's once for all death and sacrifice for us on the cross. So Jesus isn't being re-sacrificed, he isn't being re-honored. This is a once for all sacrifice. This is the completed event. But we're focusing on the present consequences of that completed event, namely that we have fellowship with God, we have forgiveness of our sins, we have transformed lives, and we have hope for eternal life. And this is what we're doing when I break the bread and make the announcement that Christ has been sacrificed for us, and then you all are entering into this feast of celebration in which we're participating. Alleluia! Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore,
and before we come to the Lord's table, we pray this prayer of humble access, again acknowledging that of ourselves we're unworthy to be in the presence of God, but we're reminded that our God delights in showing mercy, and so we prepare in our hearts to come. So let us pray together. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your abundant and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord who always delights in showing mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen.